For the American Armed Forces and their allies, a rebroadcast of the Red Skelton Show. With Shirley Mitchell, Ozzie Nelson, Harriet Hilliard, and starring Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. How are you tonight, Marvin?
Greetings, Red.
Well, oh, careful how you use that word, greeting. It reminds me of a letter I got recently. I used to remember when greetings meant a birthday or Christmas. Now it only means one thing, bon voyage. Say, Marvin, who do we have with us tonight that plays an important part in our American way of living?
Huh? Red, I want you to meet Kenneth Lynn, a lifeguard.
Well... How are you there, Kenneth?
I'm fine, Red.
Yeah, you know, I went for a swim down at the ocean yesterday.
Wasn't the water cold?
Yeah, but I went right in. I never did find out who pushed me, though. Say, did you see me down at the beach, Ken?
Yeah, I saw you. But, brother, that bathing suit.
Well, I guess it was a little old-fashioned, but that's handmade lace around the skirt, Kenneth.
A little old-fashioned? Red, sleeves and a suit are all right, but cotton stockings.
Well, I'm not going to wear my good nylon. Say, tell me, are the girls' bathing suits still as small as ever, I hope?
Yes, Red. The other day, my girl had on a suit that was really small. In fact, she went back to the locker room 3 times to make sure she had it on.
Well, I wouldn't get mad over a little thing like that. Truthfully, tell me, how do I look in a bathing suit, huh?
Like an ad in a magazine.
You mean Charlie Atlas?
No, the one that says, give this boy vitamins.
You know, in my day as a swimmer, I did exhibition diving, you know. Once I climbed a 100-foot ladder, walked out to the end of the diving board.
Then what?
You know, it's harder to climb down a ladder than it is to climb down. I did a swan dive once, so graceful that a swan looked up and he says, it's all I. Say, tell me, how do lifeguards get paid? So much per head or how?
No, some lifeguards are paid by the county or state, but many lifeguards volunteer their services. They don't get paid at all.
They don't? Do lifeguards have to pass a pretty tough test?
Yes, we have to swim 1,000 yards, run a 100-yard dash in less than 25 minutes, and know how to handle a dory.
Who's he?
Red, a dory's a boat.
Oh, well, I didn't know. Well, I don't feel so bad now. I just saw one sailor down there explain it to another sailor. want to help me out here? Oh, I see. I guess you can tell us a lot of unusual stories about people that you've rescued, huh?
Yes, but the funniest one I know about is a person I didn't rescue. She came up to me very indignantly and yelled, didn't you see me drowning out there? I said, no, I didn't, ma'am. Who brought you in?
What did you say?
He said, I swam in, you dope. I've got to get home and get supper ready.
We're smart. We tell us there where you said you dope.
You're right.
Tell me, how do you recue? How do you read? How do you read this? How do you rescue a drowning person? Huh?
Well, number one, never let the drowning person grab you around the neck.
Oh, really? I found that out the first time I tried to rescue someone. She was about 20 yards from the shore, and I dove in to get her, you know.
Did she struggle much?
Yeah, she struggled quite a bit, but she finally dragged me on the beach. Tell me, how do you revive a rescued person?
Well, I generally apply artificial respiration.
Can't afford the real stuff.
The person is laid face down, and kneeling beside the patient, I apply pressure to promote breathing.
Well, how long can you stay underwater?
About a minute.
You know, my father, Gus, made a bet that he could stay underwater for an hour, and he did it.
Gee, I'd like to meet him.
Well, we can't drag the bay just for that. Well, thanks for paddling. Thanks for paddling by, Ken. And next time I'm down the beach to take a swim, I'll drop by, and you can put my water wings on me.
Good night, Red.
Good night.
I got a gal who's always late anytime we have a date, but I love her, yes, I love her. I'm gonna walk up to her gate and see if I can get it straight, 'cause I want her. I'm gonna ask her, is you is or is you ain't my baby? The way you're acting lately makes me doubt. You're just still my baby, baby. Seems my flame in your heart done gone out. A woman is a creature that has always been vain. But when you're sure of one you find, he's gone and made a change. Is you is or is you ain't my baby? Maybe baby's found somebody new. Is my baby still my baby true?
How can you talk like that?
Maybe baby's found somebody new.
Oh, me, oh, my, you know that ain't true.
Or is my baby still my baby
tonight is on swimming in the bathing beaches. When the first warm day hits spring, the countryside, all the boys head for the old swimming hole. So let's follow Clem, the fellow from the country. Well, here I am. So what a beautiful morning. So what a beautiful day.
Howdy, Clem.
Howdy, doody to you. How are you there, Mr. Pickens? Say, how do you stand the draft these days?
Well, I ain't standing it no longer. I'm just sitting and waiting. Say, Clem, you don't know where there's any good fishing around here, do you?
Yeah, over at George's Creek.
Well, that's pretty far, ain't it?
Well, it seems farther than it is, but it ain't.
Where are you headed?
I'm going swimming.
Why, can you swim?
I don't know, but I'll find out when I get in the water. That's too fast for him. He didn't get it.
Well, truthfully, Clem, I didn't want it. Take care of yourself, Clem.
Okay, person there. Do the old swimming hole, down at the old swimming hole. The folks all think I'm cute, 'cause I take off my clothes and swim in my longies, 'cause I got no bathing suit. Now there's the old swimming hole. Boy, ain't that inviting, so calm and stagnant. Look at it. Oh boy, look up, bathing beauty.
Hello,
Clem. Well, talk juicy, don't I? Huh? I should talk to people with a little bar of soap in my hand. Hey, what you doing down here?
Well, I figured you was going swimming, so I followed you. How come you didn't bring me with you?
Oh, only last month I took you up the top of the hill to see the wildflowers, didn't I? Seems to me you're on the go all the time. You know?
Say, you look nice in your bathing suit.
Y'all been told.
You?
Fella named Harrell wants me to pose as a model.
Harrell, you say? Well. With them legs, you're gonna pose?
But don't you think they'd use my legs in an ad?
Sure. What you gonna pose for? Barrel stage?
Well, you don't look so hot yourself. Mm. Look at your stomach. Looks like a beer cave.
Well, it's sure that's what I've been using it for. Are you going swimming?
Well, I'd like to, but I can't swim. So I'll just lie here on the sand and get a suntan. Mm. Exercise the skin and my rope.
Oh, really?
Let's see you run and dive in.
No, that water might be cold, you know.
Water won't hurt you. I take a cold shower every morning, and I'm a woman.
Oh, well, you Douglas aircraft workers.
Here, Clem, let me help you.
Well, now, don't you push me yet.
Cold, Clem?
Oh, no, I always turn blue at this time of the day. Say, did you ever see me do my fancy high dive?
No.
Well, what's this, please?
You dived into the water and then came right back up on the bank.
Yep. Had to set through a newsreel 300 times before I learned how to do that. Hey, would you like to play follow the leader, huh?
Well, I can't swim.
Well, sure, I'll teach you. I got a book here that says, How to Swim. It's in my pocket over there. Here it is. Good. Okay, get in the water there.
You sure I'll be all right?
Sure, go on. Get in there. Now, don't get excited. Let's see what the book says about now. Well, wait till I turn the page, will you?
I can't wait.
You ain't got much choice, I suppose. Oh, here it is. Here it is.
What does it say?
This book must be returned to the public library by May tonight. Hey, I got to take this book back or it's going to cost me 3 cents. I'll see you later.
Hey, what about me? Throw me
that rope. Okay, there.
When you throw a rope to somebody, you're supposed to hold on to the other end.
Now she tells me.
Thank you very much. Children love to go to the beach and play in the sand and wade in the water. So, Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be a mean widow.
Junior, now you stay here with me.
Hey, Mummy, is your skirt pinned on tight?
Yes, why?
Well, if I start to get lost again like the last time, I'm going to hold on. I don't want to cause a riot again, you know. Oh, look, there's a big balloon laying on the beach there. Look.
Junior, don't you jump on that thing!
Bullseye.
Hey, get off my stomach.
Hey, look who's here, Mummy. It's Mr. Meunier, the fat man that lives next door.
Well, get off of him and stop walking around.
Oh, boy, look at this. He ain't he's off. I go clearing up to my knees.
Oh, please, Junior, get off. I'm tickling.
Okay, I will jump off. I'm sorry I mistook you for a balloon, Blubber.
I wish you wouldn't kid me about being fat.
Oh, you ain't fat, Fatso. But you're going to be trouble if you go in that water. It's low tide now, but if you go in, presto.
Presto what?
High tide.
Yeah, that's enough. I won't let him bother you, Fatso. Oh, yes. I mean, Mr. Meunier.
Yes, I will, too. He's the only shady spot on the beach, you know.
Come on, let's spread our things out here.
Okay.
You help me open this beach umbrella.
Okay, darling. Yeah, here, put a little suntan on it. That'll make it easy to open. Here. Now try it. Well, inside out.
Oh, now we'll burn to a crisp.
No.
Oh, well, I'll hurry and put on some suntan
oil. Let me do this for you. Now, your skin ain't as soft as it used to be.
Junior, that's sweet of you to put the oil on Mother's back.
Well, I do this because the flies get stuck and then I can swat them easily. Oh, look, there's a big one. I missed them.
Oh, Junior, now I'll teach you to slap your mother.
No. You knocked me down.
I didn't
touch you. You didn't touch me, but the breeze did. Boy, I'm glad that Norton bomb site's a secret, boy. Oh, buddy, you ever connected with me, I had no head left. You know that? Hey, what's in here?
Now, stay out of that basket.
Well, I'm hungry. I want something to eat.
Hand me that alarm clock over there.
Well, I'm not going to eat that.
I know you're not going to eat that. I have to set the alarm so we can get home in time to wake your father so he can go to work on the swing shift.
Swing shift? You mean stagger shift.
Junior, you know that's not true.
Hey, Mummy, you know what? Someday I'd like to see what me pop looks like without that ice bag on top of his head. Hey, why do he wear that for?
Now, you mustn't mention that. Yes? It's just that your father's head hurts from so much thinking.
No, I guess it does. That bumping into them lampposts don't help either, does it? Hey, Pop bought a new suit, didn't he? Pop bought a new suit.
Yes, he did. Yeah. I worked over a hot stove. What do I get? Nothing.
What a performer! What do you mean, you got me?
That's what I said, nothing.
Boy, ain't it hot today, Arthur?
Well, it wouldn't be if you took that long sweater off.
No, I don't want to.
Here, take it off.
No, all right, I will.
You want the sunshine, don't you?
I'll take it off.
Yeah. Junior, where is your bathing suit?
I couldn't find it. That's why I wore the long sweater, you know. Can I run around in my shorts? Huh?
Oh, well, yes, I guess so.
No, can I go waiting in the ocean?
Well, if you want to, but don't go out too far. Shark might bite you and break his teeth.
Yes. I'm going to run right down and jump right in.
Holy God. I froze me with a dough. I froze me.
Oh, stop showing off.
I froze me. Toe.
Your toe isn't frozen.
Yes.
It is not rubber.
What, skip it? Hey, Mummy, what makes that water so salty,
Well, it has salt in it.
Really?
Magnesium. That's the stuff they make airplanes out of.
No kidding. Look at the way.
What happened?
I just swallowed a bomber.
Now, look, you stay here and play. I'm going over to that restaurant and get a glass of water.
Water, she said.
Yes, water.
Bottle or draft?
Any kind of water.
Oh, yes! Go ahead, kiddo. I will stay here. She is kind of warm enough. I think I'll roll one of them big beach umbrellas over here. Oh, there's old Patsy. I take his umbrella. He don't need any because he is asleep. Boy, I sure hope he's from Boston, because he's sure going to have a baked bean, you know. So the sun won't hurt him, I'll cover him up with sand. I'll start with his mouth, because it's open now.
Hey, what are you doing, Junior?
I'm making you a sand hog. Hey, I'm going to call you up. I'm going to call you up.
No, you wouldn't do that, would you?
Put your hand all over you?
Yes.
Make you itching scratch?
Yes.
Ruin your whole day?
Yes.
I sure would, brother.
Now go play, Junior.
Okay, I go. Oh, look, look, the Marines are doing practice landing. I'm going to go down and watch them. Come on.
Here, wait, wait, Junior. I'll go with you.
Oh, boy, that's just fine, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Oh, look at the Marines.
All right, folks, stand back. We're on maneuver, so consider yourselves captured.
Hey, Sergeant, look, look, look.
You better stop squinting, kid, or my boys will think you're a Jap and take you on the landing barge.
That's the general idea, kid. Oh, a little peep won't hurt one.
Hey, stop that kid, somebody.
Junior, Junior, come back here. I'll get him.
Hey, Fatso, come here. Look, 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 look. What is that thing? What is that thing?
That's the throttle to make the boat go.
You mean if I push it, it will start?
Yes.
I don't believe it. Well, there's only one way to remove all doubt, you know.
Junior! Junior, let go of that throttle. We're backing into a big ship.
Well, then we'll make it go forward.
No! Junior! Junior, let go of it. We're heading for a big rock.
Look out, the Marines are coming. The Marines are coming. Hey, where's old Fatso? Oh, here he comes down now. Look out. Well, don't stand there, Lieutenant. Detail a steam shovel to dig him out of there.
Club, people find rest and sunshine until a bum like Willie Lump Lump joins up.
Howdy, neighbors! Howdy! This is a new member back again.
Pipe down, will you?
Hey, bartender, give me a sarsaparilla. Oh, never mind. I'll drink this.
That glass is empty.
Well, let me suck on the ice cubes a little. Huh? There's my wife.
Willie, you little weasel, why didn't you wait for me?
Don't you hit me. Don't you dare hit me. You'll be sorry if you do.
Why?
I'll go off like a torpedo, I will.
Willie, do you think it'll be all right if I take my robe off and sit here in my bathing suit?
No, I'd keep them bony legs covered up if I were you. How skinny you are, you know. You look like the meat was still rationed, don't you?
Do you folks like the beach club?
Yeah, but this tall air kind of takes the press out of my clothes.
Yeah, your pants are a little baggy.
A little baggy? Three times I looked at myself, I thought it was Meelin.
Here's your sarsaparilla.
Willie, why don't you get your coat off?
No, I got my bathing suit on underneath there, and I got a bare midriff, you know.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, I know, it's embarrassing, though. The doctor sewed my appendix up with black thread.
Well, folks, we want to welcome you to the beach club.
Thank
the
you.
Bar is open till midnight.
Thank
the
you.
Showers are downstairs.
Thank
a boardwalk leads you down to the ocean and see your dentist twice a year.
He's the old bird, ain't he, huh? I don't like to go swimming in the ocean. I go swimming in the pool myself.
There's no pool here.
Oh, yes, there is.
Oh, no, there ain't.
Oh, yes, there is.
Oh, all right, then, there is.
Oh, no, there ain't.
Don't pay any attention to him. He don't swim anyhow.
He don't?
What do you mean he don't? He does. I hold the record for the dead man's float, you know.
Why did they revive you? What's the matter? Did you lose your place? You can't think of a better answer.
Too bad Orson Welles brought you here from Mars.
Well, now, I didn't have to take that from you, you mail order wolf. You sort of specimen of undeveloped...
Shut up!
Now, please, please, folks, you'll have to be quiet. You're disturbing the other guests.
Well, let them be disturbed. Anybody wants to get up with me, I'll take care of them.
What was that?
Willie. Willie, look at them muscles. Don't talk back to them. I think they're real.
What did you say just a minute ago?
I said I'd punch anybody in the nose that didn't approve to my disturbance.
I don't approve.
I didn't mean you.
Get up, Willie.
I'll get up. I'll take care of this Hercules. Here.
Get up, Willie.
What boys are they going to knock me down again?
From now on, you'll be a little more considerate of other people's feelings.
Yeah, look who's talking, Roger. See, now, you're a pretty tough guy. What do you do around here?
I'm a lifesaver.
Oh, you're not used to be the champion high diver? I know more dives than any other guy alive.
You think you do?
Yeah. Would you like to dive out the window into the ocean?
Oh, don't be silly. The ocean's a good 200 feet from that
window. I can do. I can do. Watch, I'll run and dive out the window and land right in the water. Look. Mighty hard water they got around here.
Willie, are you all right?
Yeah, but I'll never be able to do my jackknife again.
Why not?
It broke one of my blades.
The Armed Forces Radio Service.